Page 100, exercise C. Listen to the extract once more and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Magdalena, the UNESCO Malala Centers in Guatemala work with local partners to provide sustainable teaching programs in rural areas where economic problems and distance from school limit girls' access to education. They offer educational programs in the language of the participants that will contribute to their personal and socio-economic development. In 2018, Magdalena became the first educational coordinator for the local UNESCO Malala Center, created as part of a new project supported by the UNESCO Malala Fund for Girls' Rights to Education. It is essential to listen to what girls and women want and need. That is why, in the first stage of a project, two participatory workshops were held in April 2018 in the UNESCO Malala Centers in the municipalities of San Andres Sicul and Santa Maria Chiquimula, for which many participants had to register with their fingerprints because they could not read or write. One woman said,
"I want to learn practical skills that can help me generate my own income."
For another woman, learning to read meant not getting lost in the street. A young girl hoped to become a teacher. A woman wanted to help her children with their homework. This fund was established in 2012. Following the brutal assassination attempt against Malala Yousafzai, a young Pakistani activist for girls' rights to education. It acknowledges the transformative power of education to create values and practices that respect and promote human rights, social inclusion, gender equality, and peace.